It is the 9 till noon show, and it's Michaela Clark in this morning for Grey Cues. We're into the last hour, and we're going to kick off with a few of your comments. Loads coming in support of Dara. Great to see Dara on the airwaves. Number one Donegal fan. Another listener says, please say a big thank you to Michael Murphy Sports for giving Bobby Devlin from Clonmany free stuff for the car. Bobby really appreciates it, is the message there. We were also speaking to Ryan Turner, and he shared his amazing story of becoming sober. He's sober now for the past 10 years. This listener says, I'm glad to hear Ryan and Shinny on chatting about alcoholism. I'm a woman and have had a problem on and off for years with drink. I realised and admitted to myself I had the problem. I'm 6 months sober today. A massive well done to you there. And it's been hard but worth it. There is great help out there for people. And for me, the AA rooms are the best place I've ever walked into and paid the highest price to enter. We are all the same in there and everyone is welcomed with open arms. It's the most peaceful place you can find, even with struggles. And no matter how bad or how mixed up you feel, the people in there understand, and there is a mixture of men and women in AA. There is help, but you need to want it, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. From a happily sober, one day at a time, Alcoholics Anonymous member. Good luck to Ryan is the other message coming in, a great musician. This is an interesting one. Highland Radio can now be heard on FM in Finland. So Ismo Kapi, I think is their name. They sent a message to say, hello, I am very excited to inform you that I heard Highland Radio here in Loha, I think it is, southern Finland. The date and time was July the 16th, 2025 at 15:58. Reception quality, they say, it was naturally very weak, but for a couple of minutes it becomes readable, and I was able to hear an advert for Delphi Resort and a station ID jingle. I'm not sure what Delphi Resort is. Please listen to the recording is the message I made and attached for you to verify I heard your programme. They say they are a 61-year-old entrepreneur from Finland, and they live about 60 kilometres west of Helsinki, the capital of Finland. Their hobby is DX listening. It's a hobby of receiving and identifying distant radio or television signals. The name of the hobby comes from telegraphic shorthand for distance or distant. Part of this hobby is also reporting the reception to the stations heard and collect stations verification confirming the report. Therefore, just reply a simple yes, that's us, would really make my day. So I'm sure somebody has replied to them, but it's not very interesting. Somebody out there trying to listen to all radio stations across the world. Another listener says, last week I received a TikTok video on my feed, which was a joke that was grossly offensive to black people. The comedian used the N-word in its full context. I found it offensive and reported it to TikTok. They replied that it did not breach their community guidelines. I was not given the option to appeal this decision. We were talking about that yesterday, that there doesn't seem to be much regulation on the social media platforms. St Junan's GAA club put up flags around Letterkenny last night. Up Donegal, says that listener. Now I am joined in studio by Shannon Wilkin, who joins us every Friday to tell us what's been trending online and in the entertainment world. So what have you got this week, Shannon?
So I think we have to start with the Coldplay concert video. You've seen it, yeah. So we also had a post up on our own social media and people have been reacting to it.
Okay.
Basically, if you hadn't heard, the CEO of a company in America and his HR chief were caught on camera hugging.
I actually can't stop watching the video.
Every time you watch it, it actually gets worse.
Yeah.
And he's released a statement and everything, and basically, like, it's not very accountable, and him asking for privacy, like, you know, it's kind of the media's fault for taking it
around the world.
And so I don't know.
What does he say in a statement? Do you have it to hand?
I have it to hand, 2 seconds.
But the video, if anybody hasn't seen it, so it's the CEO, he has his arms from behind wrapped around this woman in front, and they're kind of swaying and singing along, and then the camera pans to them, he goes down underneath and she just scarpers off.
But Chris Martin even calls it out. He's like, haha, either they're very shy or they're having an affair.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Now
little did he know. So the statement is, I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologise to my wife, my family and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father and as a leader. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability and to figure out the next steps, personally and professionally. I ask for privacy as I navigate that process. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. And then I think this is kind of the part that baffles me the most.
As if it wasn't baffling enough.
As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Why would you stick that in there? Saying that he was trying, you know, it wasn't the person he wants to be, but he made the decision. And to take her to a Coldplay concert, you know, many people would have been in the crowd, never mind the camera.
I know, it's like, mamas. If you're going to have an affair and you don't want it to go public, like, there's plenty of ways to sneak around, like, you know, yeah. A Coldplay concert, not really one of them.
But I've seen so many memes and it's like, you think you're having a bad week, but, you know, when the video pops up, then it is, it's not funny laughing at it. Could be anybody that's on the other end then, but, yeah, it's a bit funny.
It's a wee bit funny.
Anyway, what else have you seen, Shannon?
My social media has just been all Donegal talk. Mm-hmm. You know that audio everyone's using on TikTok? I will be your father figure. And it's like the most daddiest man to ever exist and all. So like Jim McGuinness, Paddy McBurty, all the legends. And they're all star players, but as well everyone's been commenting how good looking they all are.
Funny, somebody texted in yesterday to say they're a very handsome team, yeah.
They are, I'm just going to say it, guys.
You're putting it out there, Shannon.
And then, I don't know if it's in WhatsApp, the video of the guy in America. This one really made me laugh.
Wait till we see, I will try and get it here. Yeah, we were, came in from Donna Marie, was it?
Yes.
Wait till we see, we will try and play this. This is quite funny.
Dad.
What?
You know what I've noticed?
What?
You ever said nothing about the Gaelic football championship?
Donegal gonna beat Kerry.
Huh?
Donegal is gonna beat Kerry.
What do you mean Donegal is gonna
beat? Donegal is gonna beat Kerry. The kingdom is going down. It's over. It's a wrap. The kingdom ain't winning. Kerry the kingdom ain't winning. The Gaelic football championship, Donegal gonna win.
Wait,
okay?
How do you know
Sam,
that?
No, you be quiet. Oh. Sam is coming back to Donegal. It's over. Don't tell me nothing about it.
I'm so confused how you know all that.
Because Kerry got this real good player, right? He's one of the best players. He's like the LeBron James, the Steph Curry, the Michael Jordan, the Kobe Bryant of GA Sports. That's David Clifford, right? Two first names. Super weird. Irish people always name their child like two first names. David Clifford made no sense to me. But Donegal, they play as a team. They like the 2017 Warriors or something like that. They like the New York Yankees when they had like an all-star team. They like the 96 Bulls. You get what I'm trying to say? They like the Avengers right there. So okay. That's why. Kerry has no... Up the kingdom. No, even the kingdom. Is going back to Donegal.
What does that even mean?
Kerry is the kingdom, boy.
Okay.
Follow me.
Kerry's the kingdom.
See, this is why you need to go to Ireland with your daddy. Kerry's the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Donegal is going to walk into the kingdom,
uh-huh.
Take Sam, the trophy, and take it back to Donegal. That's it.
Okay, so Donegal just walks in.
If you got any money, put your... Wait, you too young to be betting. Don't be betting, boy, okay?
Yeah,
but,
I don't know.
But if you had any money, put it on Donegal. Okay. And they're wearing the same colors. Both of them wearing green, so they're going to be wearing green kilts, the fancy stuff, so nobody complain. But the real green, the mean green, the Irish green, is going to be the green holding Sam.
Okay.
You got any other questions?
No.
You sure?
I
can go back and do what I'm doing.
Okay.
I don't spend $300 on Candy Crush right now. I'm very frustrated.
Okay.
Can I get back to what I'm doing?
Yeah.
The kingdom's going down.
You sure?
All right, get up my face.
Okay. I love the passion.
Down.
I think the best part so he's already dissing Kerry that they're not going to get Sam, but why do they call people by two first names?
Yeah.
You know, he just had to throw that
That's a very Irish thing though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
But yeah, I love his passion and the fact it was going to drive him to spend $300 on Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. And I want to know, how much money does he have on that bet? You know?
But yeah, obviously he is of Irish descent or something that... You know, he's such
be.
A passion.
And then I love how Americans say, Donegal.
Yeah.
Not Donegal. Donegal.
It actually sounds only that the subtitles are there and that you were telling me about the video previously. It sounds a bit like Donald.
I know.
But we've had loads of comments coming in about the Coldplay kiss cam. Isn't that what they call it? Kiss cam?
I think so.
So, caught red-handed with someone else other than your wife. No mercy. Coldplay haven't released any singles for ages, but they created two last night. Blah, blah, blah. You were caught cheating. You didn't care then about your family. The day you showed up to a public venue is the day nothing is private. Another says narcissist behaviour. Blame others for the wrongdoing. An apology ending with blaming others is not an apology. Statement issued by a full-blown narcissist. No right to privacy in a public place. It's a common occurrence for cameras to scan an event to promote that event. Not the result he wanted, but if you play with fire, you get burned. I actually hate them cameras. Like, I will pretend to be the most, maybe people think I'm the most warm person anyway, but I will just sit there deadpan face rather than be caught on a camera.
Once you see someone sees the camera as well, they don't act naturally. But funny enough, our own Joe Duffy was caught in Croke Park last week.
Was he?
He had a big wave, so I was very happy to see him. I tried to get the phone out to record it, but I was too late.
Too quick. Some of them are really funny. I think definitely in America, you know, they do like loads of dance things and all. Mm-hmm. Some, or you know, I can't remember what sport it is where they compare the person to the celebrity. I love that.
Oh yeah,
I've seen that on TikTok.
Spottings and stuff.
Really,
yeah.
Really good. So next now, something we love is food. Shannon, what have you got this week in food?
Honestly, I have to kind of condense my food. But the thing that caught my eye yesterday was Kerrygold cinnamon brown sugar butter.
Right. And what are people actually putting this on?
Toast, bagels,
right,
that kind of thing. But it's funny because I don't know, is it released in Ireland yet? Or is
I haven't seen it.
An American gimmick, but they're all very, very happy because they're like, this is the best butter ever and I love cinnamon swirls.
Yeah, so you can imagine. What is it made in Ireland then, or are they producing it in America under Kerrygold?
I haven't discovered that yet, but I think Kerrygold is produced in Ireland anyway, so maybe
and exported
they have,
then.
Yeah, exported.
Yeah.
But it's brown in colour as well, like it's thick and you can see the sugar and everything.
So it's thicker than normal.
Yeah,
butter.
It does look to be. But yeah, maybe she just didn't let it like melt, you know, the way sometimes you have that really hard butter.
Don't get me started on that.
It's a big irk, isn't
it? And yeah, and I have changed, this gone totally off topic. Do you know the way you get the butter in the tub, but then you get it in the foil?
Yes.
So I used to be a butter in the tub kind of person until I moved in with my husband, and he is the butter in the foil. And I couldn't get my hand around it. It was like, it's the same butter, but it's really not. And we keep it, we don't keep it in the fridge.
Do you have a butter dish?
Have a butter dish, yeah.
So you only cut off like what you need?
Yeah, cut half the block maybe, but it's so expensive.
Another great hack is, I don't know if you've seen this, you grate your butter.
I've seen that, yeah, because during the winter it's not like now, that's the perfect room temperature for the butter.
Yeah,
I've tried that. It's very messy as well, but anyway. Yeah. What else have you seen?
So Jojo Siwa and Chris Hughes are talking marriage.
Okay, that's moving very quickly.
We were discussing this off air, but I actually saw they only met in Big Brother in April.
Mm-hmm.
We're in July.
Yeah.
And she went in there into Big Brother and she had a partner. And you could kind of see, you know, their relationship developing, but they were like, oh no, ha ha ha, we're best friends, ha ha ha. And then was it even a month before they were like, oh yeah, by the way, we're in a relationship?
I feel sorry for her former Gerd friend. You know, she was watching it all unfold and there was so much media commentary around it that was saying, you know, like, she has a girlfriend but obviously she's with Chris Hughes, and it's like the kiss cam. Imagine finding out on TV.
I know, and the whole world kind of knows with you. Like, that must be horrible. But all I could think of as well was, did you see her singing Betty Davis Eyes?
That song's been stuck in my head.
Oh, but then she goes, Chris Hughes' eyes. And it's like pure, like, nearly sultry. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I've seen some of the videos of her performing and they're like, watch Chris in the crowd and all. And yeah, it's a bit much. But that song, I don't know why she's on my TikTok so much, but whenever you hear her performing it live, it's a lot better than what has been recorded, and people were saying you need to fire your producer. But we were also talking about the age with them. Mm-hmm. I just feel as if she was such a child star. And he was on Love Island, wasn't he?
Love Island.
But it's two completely different genres.
Genres. And then I feel like even the American entertainment industry versus the British. But I will just never get her over with her high ponytails and the bows and breaking out and dance and everything. Like, to me, she's just never going to be a grown-up. It's like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
You look at pictures of him as an adult and you're like, Who's that?
Maybe that's what it is. I still see her as a child that I can't get over it, but she is, I like think her skin and everything, she's stunning. But did you see then, you know, she was putting up videos pretending she was pregnant?
No, wow.
Maybe it was someone else saying she was doing it. I didn't deep dive that much.
Whole other story, wow.
But yeah, that's very, very fast moving. And yeah, I suppose even, you know, her, I think she's living in the UK now, is she?
I don't know if she's here full time, but she does want to be. It was funny, actually, whenever she came off Big Brother, she was saying how she missed having a brew. So she actually got really addicted to like tea and a few digestive biscuits.
Right.
She was like, oh, I miss Chris. We're not having a brew together and digestive bickies.
But yeah, so. Even that transition from, you know, across the Atlantic to England and then moving in with Chris Hughes, yeah. I don't know. Don't know them personally, but sure, we'll see how it goes.
If you want to get in touch with the show and comment, like, come on ahead.
So Pete Davidson now.
He is expecting a child with his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
So they posted a wee SpongeBob meme on Instagram.
Cute.
And it had a caption, but it's not really radio appropriate. So if you want to go check that out, go look at their socials. But then that got me thinking, just Pete Davidson as a person. Obviously, he's a funny guy and he's known for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But he really bags the stunners.
It does.
Like, we've got Kim Kardashian and we've got Ariana Grande. He's been with other few famous people. He was actually with Emily Ratajkowski for a while as well. Like, it's crazy.
Well, not say what you said earlier.
No.
<got them. laughs> But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, that you were saying that, you know, like maybe it's a comedy and stuff, but I think he'd have to have like a bit of charisma or something about him. I don't know. But it's that difference in the American, you know, attitude as well. Like, I just, he would kind of annoy me a bit, I think.
And then,
not again that I know him personally.
I don't know if he falls into the nerd category, but Paris Hilton has been speaking out recently as well. Everyone needs to find a nerdy kind of country boy.
Okay.
Because you don't have any drama with them and they're nice to you.
Right. He does actually seem genuinely nice, but it's maybe just his personality. He's like hyperactive.
Possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, keeping in the love theme. We're on now. We never thought we'd say this. Daniel O'Donnell and Love Island in the one sentence.
Yeah, so Daniel got his introduction to Love Island this week on the 6 o'clock show. And he was basically asking, like, what is it? Is it just about money? Yeah. And to be fair, it kind of is.
Yeah. But I love, you know, there. How many marriages has there been?
I think
couple,
I can think
very
of four. Molly May and Tommy, well, they're engaged.
Broke up and are back together.
Cara and
Olivia Atwood, is she Love Island?
Yeah, but sure, she was going out with Chris Hughes.
Was she? Jeez, Chris Hughes is in everybody's life.
And then Camilla Thurlow, who used to go out with Prince Harry.
Okay.
She's married to Jamie Jewett and they have three children together.
They met on Love Island?
They met on Love Island, but everyone was kind of shocked with that one because she'd be quite prim and proper and he was quite prim and proper as well, and they met on a reality dating show.
Yeah.
But they're making it work.
Do you think that people genuinely go on it to find love, or it is about the money? Maybe it's become more so about the money and the fame now.
I think as well it's kind of all about the crack. Mm. You know, like summer fling banter. Yeah. You know, you may not be looking for a long-term relationship, but you'll definitely find
something.
Sort of
Yeah,
connection.
Like a friendship or something. Yeah. Yeah. It's a show I used to be addicted to, but I haven't watched it in a long, long time. But once you get into it, like, you can't miss it. Crazy. There's an update on the JoJo Siwa. That video, we were talking about the pregnancy video, that video has now sparked even bigger speculation, and photos of JoJo cradling her stomach have since gone viral. Wondering if they're real and where they came from. They're actually from when JoJo joked about being pregnant on Snapchat back in 2023. So there you go, I fell for it.
Okay. But have you seen that other TikTok sign going around of, I'm a mommy, that one?
JoJo does as well.
I don't know, does JoJo do it? But I think that might be next.
Okay. Might be next in the life of JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes. And poor Emma Watson had a tough week.
I read it and I was like, oh my goodness, Emma Watson. She's such like a goody two shoes kind of thing.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong. And I was expecting to read like a drink driving headline or something. She was caught doing 38 miles per hour in a 30 mile zone.
And I know any driving above the speed limit, yeah, you can't take the risk. But there's so many people out there could be doing double, even triple the speed limit.
But to be fair, apparently she had a few previous convictions to do with her driving. Okay. So it wasn't just like, sped, you're struck off. But yeah, that made me kind of
poor Emma.
Upset.
Not poor Emma. She was caught and apprehended.
She was caught. Yeah, justice was served.
And we were discussing earlier as well about this person that took a flight from New York to Ireland to spend not even a full day here.
I just can't imagine. Like, this is whenever we're talking about carbon emissions and everything, and no harm. You're like, clips them over. A lot of people actually, tourist-wise, who have spoken to, they reckon Slieve League is far better.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not even saying that from a Donegal point of view. But yeah, I've never done clips them over myself.
Me either, no. But fear of water, so Slieve League was enough of a challenge.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. But would you, if you could do, never mind carbon emissions, if you could go anywhere for one day, where would it be, do you think?
One day? See, I wouldn't be happy with just one day. Have you seen everyone on that swing in Bali?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I think I'd go do that because you get your picture, you'd be like, wow, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And you could head off.
But such a long trip too. That's even coming like from New York. What is it? 5 or 6 hours?
Five hours, maybe, or whatever.
You'd be wrecked by the time you get here and back.
Oh, I know. And then like if there's a time difference, like what would you do?
And they were saying that they went to visit the cliffs and then they got a flat tire. So that's all they could do. They had to go back and get their flight then at 2:30.
Like, did they even get to like eat Irish food? Like,
possibly not.
Guinness,
yeah, maybe in the duty free. Yeah, but no, it's shows you what influencers do just for a bit of clickbait.
Bit of clout.
Yeah, bit of clout. Anyway, Shannon, anything else you've got for us? Is that us today?
Oh, finally. I printed this off because I thought it was funny. The Keys in Galway have a poster up with the two culprits, the affairs.
Oh.
In light of recent events, we have asked our bands not to take any video footage this weekend.
Right, everybody's jumping on it now.
Yeah, so you can't be exposed
in
affairs.
Well, it is trending.
Like.
You know, they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping on the trending topic.
So like our own David James now, I'm going to have to say to him, when you're having a concert, no filming.
Keep the cam away.
You could be ruining families, ruining marriages.
Shannon, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
One of my favourite shows, Gogglebox Ireland on Virgin Media, is issuing a casting call for new recruits. I'm delighted to be joined by series producer David Noble. Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you keeping?
All good. Thank you very much. So what kind of characters are you looking for this time round?
Well, like, we're back for series 11. So kind of the good news for us is that we've got an amazing cast sitting on the show already, who will all be coming back. All very entertaining, all very funny, and most importantly, all very likable. And so what we're on the lookout for this time, which we actually haven't done for a long time, is we're looking for people in their early 20s. So groups of friends in their early 20s, mix of genders. We're really looking for, you know, kind of a range of voices, to be honest.
Yeah, very good. And I think it's such a great, I love the show. It's just so funny seeing different people's opinions, but I actually can't believe it's 11 series in.
No, either can I, to be honest with you. I've been there since day one and I'm half the man I used to be. I owe it off to that show. I've absolutely had a ball working on it and I've met some incredible people. So, yeah, no, honestly, it's a privilege to have been on air as long as we have. But that's, you know, it's testament to the amazing cast we've had on the show from day one. And so it's very important for us that we're able to kind of keep that going a year on year.
And is there any particular interest that people need to have, or they can have a wide range in interest?
Oh, no, like I try not to be kind of like overly prescriptive about the types of personalities. Mm. Really kind of like, funny you should say, like, the types of people who tend to work really well on the show are people who don't want to be on the show.
Okay.
A lot of times it's people who don't want to be on the telly are kind of the most authentic, interesting, funny, because it's not people who say, oh, I'm gas crack. It's people who go, oh, no, actually, my mate or my ma or whatever it is gas crack.
Right.
And you talk to them and they're like, oh, geez, I wouldn't dream of doing that. So you're talking them into doing it. And before they know it, they love taking part.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the type of personality kind of tends to work best.
So for anybody interested, what can they expect when they are taking part in terms of filming and the hours involved?
Yeah, so like it's not massively laborious. It is watching telly after all, which is kind of the nice part of it. So like we asked people that they're kind of giving up one evening a week.
Okay.
Is pretty much kind of the ins and outs of it. It's nothing too kind of taxing. And it's kind of a couple of hours at a time. So long as people have that kind of availability, and given that we are looking for people are in their early 20s, that tends to be that bit easier to find. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, we are also on the lookout for new families. And we're very open-minded as to kind of what makeup that type of family might be. Kind of we're not prescriptive about it being like the classic 2.4 children. If there's a granny or an auntie and uncle involved, we're all ears.
Very good. So how can people apply then?
Yeah, so if they can give us a shout on the email address, which is casting@kiteentertainment.com, and basically just give us a little bit of information about who's in your group. And if anyone can't find that, the easiest thing is to go on to the Virgin Media website. There's a take part section which will have all the information.
Perfect. David Noble, series producer for Virgin Media's hit series Gogglebox Ireland, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Watch the show live now on YouTube, Facebook and at highlandradio.com.
Now I am joined in studio by a very busy man this week, Highland Radio's head of sport. Good morning, Oisin.
Good morning, Michaela. How are you doing?
All good. So how's the preparations going? Big weekend next weekend?
Big weekend. Preparations are going very well. We're extremely busy trying to get everything organised for the weekend. It's not just about a football match anymore. There's lots of other stuff, of course, going on. And our top task is to get you a good Tyrone woman, a good Donegal jersey, Michaela.
Oh, dear. I did say yesterday that I will be supporting Donegal, obviously.
There's Donegal tops on around here today. I know that Shannon has something planned for the afternoon. But I think we should, everybody in the county, next Friday should make it a Donegal Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody in the county should dress up in Donegal stuff. That's what I'm proposing. Next Friday, the Friday before the hour, we should make it Donegal Day and get everybody going to your work, going to whatever you are doing with a piece of Donegal, a piece of green and gold on you.
Yeah, well, that'll be all right. I could do a piece of green and gold. Don't have to have
We're going to get you kitted out. We're going to get you the full Donegal kit, the shorts, the socks, the tracksuit,
the
hat.
No,
it's great. It's fantastic sodas.
Yeah.
And we, of course, have a busy week next week. It's our road to Croker. If you want to experience the final, do it with us right here at Highland. And we're going to kick it off next Monday night with our big match show, our big match countdown live at the Clannery Hotel. Tickets are on sale for the event. And I must say they're going very well. They're flying out the door.
Sounds great.
There's going to be a big crowd. There's huge interest in it. And it's a night of football talk and a bit of entertainment as well. Michaela, as you know, we were on... What day was it? Tuesday? Wednesday? I was talking to you. We're on
Wednesday.
The road to Dublin.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But we confirmed our panel and it's stacked with all Ireland winners and all stars as well. So the likes of Eamon McGee, of course, a winner in 2012, and Tony Boyle, an all star and a winner in 1992, will be joining us along with two Tyrone men. We can't forget about our neighbours. Mm-hmm. Get a couple of years on over the road. Ronan McNamee, whose mother's actually from Donegal.
There's a link always.
There's
somewhere.
Always a link. He's coming along. He's an All-Ireland winner of 2021 and an All-Star in 19, if I'm right. And Gavin Devlin won an All-Ireland with Tyrone when they got their first back in 2003. He was Mickey Hart's right-hand man. Mm-hmm. He's the coaching guru.
But it's great to get so many different insights, you know, how the teams prepare and, you know, they don't know exactly, but they can give their experience.
Gavin Devlin, or Horst Devlin, as he's well known in GA circles, will be very, very good. It'll be good to pick his brain. And he has a bit of a history of a Donegal as well.
So
we're going to tease that out. They've all been their best behaviour. Frank McGlennon, all-star and a winner in 2012. Martin McHugh, an all-star and a winner in 92. Anthony Malloy, the first man ever to lift Sam Maguire, will be joining us. He, of course, is a winner in 92 and an all-star. Ryan Bradley lifted Sam in 2012. And Maureen O'Donnell is also an All-Ireland winner in her own right. In 2003, she won with Donegal. Played at Croke Park and won an All-Ireland title. And we'll be getting her thoughts as well. Along with our regular pundits, Brendan Kilcoy and John Gilday, two men that know a lot about Donegal football. I'll be hosting the event along with Mr. Brendan Devaney. Will be there as well. And that's all the football end of it. We're going to have a bit of crack. We're going to speak to the Donegal supporters that are there too.
Yeah.
And we'll also have live music. Our very own David James is coming along to sing a very, very popular Donegal song. We'll reveal more on the night. But David was coming along. And Darren Boot, who's got a Donegal song out, will be there. And David Craig, who's got a Donegal song out, brilliant, will be there. So there'll be a brilliant atmosphere in the room. It'll be all Donegal football talk and entertainment. And if you are coming along, we are, of course, supporting the Donegal Team Training Fund, and our charity beneficiary on the night is going to be the Northwest Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And as part of that as well, we're giving those who are in the hall on the night the opportunity to win some goodies.
Some merch.
We've teamed up with Michael Murphy Sports, and we've got Donegal GA goodie bags to give away. They will have all your essential Donegal needs in it for All-Ireland final week, and there'll also be a voucher to spend in Michael Murphy's as well.
Very good.
But
great incentive.
We're going to throw on a few more under the bags as well.
Oh.
So we are. We have vouchers for Backstage Restaurant at Century Play in Letterkenny. Will also be in the goodie bags, as will a voucher for Watson's Menswear, Main Street in Letterkenny.
Very good.
Team McCallan Electrical and Burton Letterkenny have stepped up, given us vouchers to put into the goodie bags as well. And O'Donnell's Mace and Gold Fuels in Crawley, Kilmacrennan and Elvestrin have also kindly given us vouchers to be part of these goodie bags. And we'll have a number of those to give away on the night. So listen, they're very, very...
Plenty to look forward to.
That's all happening.
And do you need a ticket in advance?
Yes, get your ticket. Get your ticket. €20. And they're available now on highlandradio.com.
So we advise you to get your ticket early. Well,
and the tickets are going extremely well. And it's going to be a great night. And it's a fantastic way to kick off All Ireland final week.
Yeah, absolutely. So and I suppose to meet those players that you would have, or see them in person, the players you would have watched on the TV years ago. It is great. Not that many years ago, in fairness, for some of them.
Well, you're a bit younger than me. So just I remember Anthony Molloy, loving Sam Maguire.
Do you know, useless piece of information, that the day that I was christened was the first time Donegal lifted the Sam Maguire, and most of my family are Donegal, so they didn't care about me.
Yeah.
Just Donegal winning. Uh-oh. So there you go. That's why I always remember it was 92.
So there is Donegal blood in you?
Ah, yeah, my
granny. So you are, percentage-wise, you're way up here now. Much Donegal are you compared to Tyrone, McGill?
Oh, I'm Donegal, Derry and Tyrone.
Oh, God, that's a bad mix.
Anyway, plenty looks forward. What else do we have?
Oh, don't forget about our draw.
Yeah.
Lots of people this week. Tickets.
Unreal.
That's all you're hearing. Highland Radio have teamed up with AirGrid. And we have two tickets up for grabs, along with an overnight stay in Dublin at the Harcourt Hotel the night before the match. All the details are on our website. You couldn't buy that if you wanted.
It's
one ticket, €5. Get three for 10. And it's live now on highlandradio.com. And we'll announce the winner along with Greg next Wednesday the 23rd at 11:45. So somebody will get two tickets for the All-Ireland final in association with AirGrid, and we're throwing in an overnight stay at the Harcourt in the city centre in Dublin as well. So,
and actually there was just a message from St Mary's Convoy. They said, All-Ireland ticket notice, anyone that has previously ordered tickets through WhatsApp, make sure the message settings doesn't make the message disappear. If I can't see the message when I go into the app, then I won't be sending messages out. And that comes from the club secretary. So anybody purchasing tickets anywhere or interested...
keep in contact with your club secretary, with your club executive, because they are the people in the know. They are the people that's dealing with us. And I would say they're under a lot of pressure.
I can imagine.
So, like, I know, being involved in my own club, some of the pressures that are involved at that level. So if members of clubs would bear in mind to Michaela?
Have a wee bit of patience.
Have a wee bit of patience with your executive, because they... no doubt are trying their best to accommodate every adult member that they have with a ticket for the All-Ireland. And that's a big task. That's a big undertaking. So be patient with them. Yes, you put in your query and your request, but let them do their job.
Yeah.
Let them do their job. And they're doing a job on a voluntary basis. You have to remember that as well. And there's a lot of stress around this. And again, as I know, my own club. So just let them do their thing and they will be back to you. And fingers crossed, everybody. I'm hoping next week that everybody, Michaela, can enjoy next week.
Yeah.
And that this whole ticket, scrambling for tickets and everything is all out of the road. And everybody can enjoy it.
And everybody has their flags up.
It's a really, 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 it's a really short week.
Yeah.
It's a really, really short period rather to an All-Ireland final. So, and then we're going to Dublin, and we're live from Dublin next week.
Yeah.
We're going to park up.
All weekend.
All weekend. We are going to Dublin on the Saturday of the match. And again, as part of a Road to Croker, which is an association with the guys over at Highland Motors over across the road from us here. The experience in the Road to Croker is with Highland Motors. And our second stop will be, and our first stop in Dublin, rather, is going to be the Harcourt Hotel The D2 Bar on Harcourt Street. It's owned by Donegal family, the McGill family, originally from Glenties. We will be there at 8 o'clock on the Saturday evening. We'll be broadcasting for an hour. And get yourself down and experience the build-up to the match. We'll be getting the thoughts of the fans, the Donegal fans, ahead of the game against Kerry. We have a number of retro Donegal jerseys to give away.
Cool.
Courtesy of
O'Reilly Sports. I'd put a retro one on me now.
Yeah, the retro ones look good. So O'Reilly Sports have thrown us a couple of those to give away on Saturday night. And we'll be talking football. We'll have our own men, that Brendan Devaney will be there, Brendan Kilcoyne, our own guys will be there. Plus, there'll be a few more just dropping in to say hello.
Right.
So, and if you're into your music, Jimmy's winning matches. Rory Gallagher. Now, I know Jim McGuinness doesn't like this song.
Really?
Apparently so. He doesn't like this song. But
not iconic
that he doesn't like it, but obviously it's the song's about him. Yeah. So, but Rory Gallagher's coming over from Lanzarote and he's playing in exclusively live on All Ireland final weekend in the D2. And so he'll be there on Saturday night, the 26th, and he'll also be playing on the Sunday after the match, Sunday evening at 6:30 after the game as well.
I can imagine the buzz.
At the Harcourt Hotel on Harcourt Street. So, and we'll be there obviously on Saturday evening, broadcasting for an hour, talking to people, getting the vibe around the city. And then the final stop before the game on the road to Croker is the Sunday morning, which will be at the Bonnington. Which is a McGettigan-owned hotel, again, a Donegal connection. Mm-hmm. It's in Drumcondra. Rory's going to drop over and say hello and sing a song or two for us.
He'll be flattered.
At that broadcast, which will be anchored by Greg Hughes. Don't know why we're doing it, but we're taking him to Dublin. He will be there. He'll be doing the broadcast from 11 to 1.
Very good.
And again, come and join us. If you're coming on the north side, you're coming down Sunday morning, drop in, fuel up, get your breakfast. So you'll get your breakfast.
And it's a lovely way of getting all Donegal fans together.
All Donegal people.
Together,
and there'll be Kerry people there too.
Yeah.
The last time we'd done that was in 14 then. It was a brilliant morning.
Yeah.
So it was. And come down early, get your breakfast, and you can join us in on our broadcast, and we'll have live music, and there'll be the usual giveaways and the usual crack. And you can get your breakfast so you can fuel up ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Now, you will be able to pre-book your breakfast as well. So you will. It's going to be an all-you-can-eat buffet breakfast. On the morning of the final, and you can pre-book it. So you can, details about that will be released later in the week, but just to tee you up.
Yeah.
That's the events route. And then we have the match.
Main event.
The main event. Mm-hmm. The main event that starts at 3:30 and hopefully come 5:15,
we'll be
seeing Patrick McBurtie standing on the steps of the Hogan Stand, lifting the Sam Maguire for what would only be the third time ever.
Yeah.
For Donegal to do, which would be, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. That's what every single Donegal supporter is hoping next week. That these
so what time does your coverage then for your commentary start?
The Bonnington stops at 1 and we'll probably be live shortly after 2 with the build-up. We'll have an extensive build-up then from the ground.
Very good.
Who's joining you for that? Tony Boyle, obviously Brendan Devaney will be alongside us. Brendan's doing all the work as well that weekend. So he'll be there. Tony Boyle's coming on board, 92 All-Ireland winner for a commentary. Brendan Kilcoyne is... followed us all the way. He'll be in the commentary team too. So we have an extensive commentary team for the match. And
great.
And if they won it, there'll be a whole lot of other stuff to come after.
What do you mean if? I was going to ask you, what do you think? And you said if.
What? Well, as a Tyrone woman telling me we are going to win it?
I don't know. I says I'm a fair weather fan. I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
It'd be great to bring it back.
It's a big week and... We're getting fully behind Donegal.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. There's such a buzz in the county at the minute.
Road to Croker is brilliant.
Well, we've had a hectic few days and the team upstairs know as well that it's been crazy the last couple of days trying to get this in place. And because obviously there's a lot goes on behind the background so this can actually work. It's just not that you step up with a microphone and start talking. It's,
absolutely.
You can't do that. You have to have it right and we're trying to put on the best show possible as we can in the lead up to the All-Ireland final and hopefully Donegal put on the best show possible they can and lift the Sam Maguire on the Sunday.
Yeah, well, it'll all be well executed, no doubt. Yep. So stay tuned to Highland Radio all this next coming week.
Yeah, for the entire Monday show. Get your tickets for Monday show. It all starts. kicking
all
off.
Starts on Monday, and obviously Sunday's a big game, and we'll be well tuned, and there's plenty of surprises along the way, I'm sure too.
There will be, no doubt.
Oisin,
thanks, Michaela.
Thanks very much.
Have a good weekend.
We forgot to mention when Oisin was in studio. So you can win fancy winning entries into our draw for two All-Ireland final tickets, plus an overnight stay in the Harcourt Hotel the night before the match. Oisin announced there that the competition is ongoing on our website and you can purchase the tickets there. But you can also win entries into that draw. All you have to do is comment on our post on the Highland Radio Facebook page, which Highland presenter you think is dressed as the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Teddy. So if you comment underneath that and share the post, you could win free tickets into the draw, which will then, the winner then from that will be announced for two All-Ireland final tickets, which includes an overnight stay B&B in the Harcourt Hotel on Saturday the 26th of July. So just name that presenter, and that's on our Highland Radio Facebook page. Now I'm joined on the show now by Anne-Marie Boyhan, who is a sleep expert and insomnia consultant. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. So this is something I suppose a lot of people, there's a lot of talk around it and a lot of people struggle with their sleep, but we're discussing a digital detox and how that can help with the best night's sleep.
Yes, we're talking about digital detox because there was a recent survey by DFS that showed that a lot of people are feeling a lot of anxiety around their phones, and 41% of people, they say they look at their phones too much. 54% said they're looking at it more than 3 hours a day. So because of that, I would encourage people to do a digital detox.
And is this something that should be done during the day? We hear a lot of talk about, you know, not interacting with your phone in, you know, say a couple of hours before you go to bed. But is this something that we should be conscious of throughout the day?
Yes. And in fact, you can find how much you are looking at your phone. They do tell you how many hours. But definitely before bed, at least 1 hour before bed. So that blue light from the phone is going to interrupt your melatonin, which is your sleep hormone. So that's going to prevent you from sleeping. But there's one tip that I would like people to try. It's called the 777 detox. So try disconnecting your phone or putting it away from 7 p.m. in the evening until 7 a.m.
Okay.
And try that for 7 days. So that would be the best detox. But if you can't do that, even just try putting it away, perhaps that everyone in the house puts it away at a certain time of night, perhaps in a box or somewhere in the house. That's one other thing you could do so that you're not going to your phone at night.
And in terms of, say, night mode on phones, does that actually help, do you think?
It doesn't really. It basically, the night mode is more so that people can't contact you. Mm-hmm. But what I would recommend, if you are, certainly if you're someone who needs to work in the evening or works on a laptop or a screen, there's an app called Flux, F.LUX. And basically what it does is it puts an amber light on your phone or your laptop, and that stops the blue light, the harmful blue light that stops the melatonin production, so that this Flux app is better to work with because you're getting that nice amber light instead of that dangerous blue light.
And is there a difference then, you know, from somebody scrolling on their phone to, say, watching Netflix on the TV? Is it the blue light that is the difference there, or it's, you know, your brain's constantly working?
It's more so the phones and the screens that are nearer you. So they're, you know, nearer your eyes. I don't worry about TV too mm-hmm. much because it's further away. However, I do recommend not having a TV in the bedroom just because it is distracting.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, the doom scrolling at night on the phone, the being on your laptop. So those are the types of screens we want to ditch. And the DFS survey also showed that there's been a rise in hobbies that are quiet hobbies, let's say. So more so going back to reading. Okay. So picking up a real book and reading that, or doing something that's going to calm you down that isn't to do with the screen.
So what would be your top things for people who do struggle with sleep? What could they try?
Well, firstly, the digital detox and ditch the phone. So that's definitely one thing I struggled with when I had insomnia. So that was the first thing I implemented that really helped. And apart from that, it is to wind down before bed. So give yourself that buffer time between your daytime, whatever you're doing during the day, whether that's working or school. So give yourself a break between that time and your sleep time to actually tell your brain to wind down. So that could be something really simple, like making a cup of sleepy tea, like a chamomile tea. It could be listening to a podcast. It could be going for a walk. So it's something that's going to relax you. Perhaps it's listening to a meditation. But we need to find some kind of wind down time for us to get to sleep. That would be my first tip, the phone, the winding down. And then the other thing I would say is to watch your caffeine intake during the day. So don't drink caffeine after 12. And the reason for this is caffeine, it's fine to have your cup of tea or your cup of coffee in the morning, but when you have it in the afternoon, that's when it's going to impact sleep by about 41 minutes. So caffeine does stay in our body a long time. It has a half-life of 7 to 8 hours. So if you have a cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, half of it is still in your brain at 11 o'clock at night. So that would be the third tip that I would do for sleep.
And I've heard Cheese talked about that it helps you dream more. I have the most erotic dreams ever, but this can also affect your sleep if you eat cheese.
Yeah, definitely for the dreams. And I avoid it myself before bed. And I find even my kids, if they have cheese or something dairy before bed, that the dreams are affected. It's good not to have a heavy meal before bed. So you don't want that digestion trying to happen before bed. That's going to keep you awake. But I do think a snack before bed is a good idea, and that helps your blood sugar. So something like a half a banana or half an apple with some nut butter. But certainly the cheese to be avoided to give you the bad dreams so that you're not having those.
And do you see, as it relates to phone use and the need for the digital detox, do you see this existing more among the younger generations, or everybody across all age groups is affected now?
I believe it's across all age groups, but it is definitely more concentrated in the younger Gen X and millennials, definitely with the rise of TikTok and all of the apps. So it is quite a hard one to do, but I do see, even, you know, across all ages, we are spending more and more time on our phones, and the DFS survey has shown that. So we are quite addicted to them, but it is about looking at your usage, and if you feel that it is too much usage, then do something about it around the digital detox, or like those simple tips of putting it away in the evening, and just trying to do other things that aren't so much on your phone.
Yeah. Anne-Marie Boyan, sleep expert and insomnia consultant, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
That is definitely something I kind of tend to then, you know, not scroll on TikTok until maybe I'm going to bed, and I see it as kind of a wind down thing. So I don't know if that's a positive or negative. So just a reminder about our competition on the Highland Radio Facebook page. So you can win entries into Highland Radio's draw for 2 All-Ireland final tickets, plus an overnight stay in the Harcourt Hotel the night before the match. All you have to do is comment under the post which Highland Radio presenter you think is dressed as the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Teddy. You can comment underneath that and share the post, and you'll be entered into that draw. Thanks so much to Donna Marie Doherty and Shannon Wilkin for all their help on the show today and over the past few days. Greg is back on Friday, and thanks to everybody who got in touch over the past 3 days as well. John Breslin is up next on Around the Northwest, but for now, good morning.